This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Wow, what a show we have today on Kingdom Pursuits. It seems like God has got a never-ending list of poster children for this particular subject of how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And we have some more today that I think you're going to be excited to see what God is doing. First off, we have Keith Pavlansky.
Very well done.
And he is with Personhood, North Carolina, with this tremendously exciting announcement. If you haven't heard it, that the First Nations, North Carolina County is the nation's first to become a sanctuary for the preborn. And right here in our area.
That is correct.
Yadkin County. I mean, what a newsflash.
That is.
The first county. Now, there's been some other cities
there
that have done
been.
It.
Correct.
But this is the first full-blown county that has declared that they are a sanctuary.
Correct.
County for the preborn. And how exciting for those of us who have spent a lot of time in Yadkin County, which I happen to.
Amen.
Because I have a lot of friends there. And certainly having worked in Davie County all those years, I'm very familiar with the people up there in Yadkin. And oh, baby, they did it. They pulled it off. I mean, how awesome. That's just so exciting. We're going to be talking about that. And then we have Lou Carrico, who's a good friend. He's been on many times, but back with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission because there's big news. Their anniversary banquet, actually their 52nd anniversary banquet, Renewing Our Foundation, is going to be at the Benton Convention Center October 8th. And get this, who's going to be leading that? Austin Cavanaugh. I mean, that's wow. that's just beyond exciting, isn't it, Lou? Because Austin is such a wonderful man.
Yes. Actually, Austin also volunteers. He's a very faithful volunteer. He teaches once a week at our Alpha Acres program in Yadkinville.
Does he really?
Yes.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about Alpha Acres being in Yadkinville.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love claiming them.
So what connections God just put? I was telling Lou, I hadn't put it together. I knew he was going to be on the show today, but I did a whole show on the Christian Car Guy show on rescuing, and then guess what? I got the rescue mission. And you know, the connection to that, it's phenomenal. But as you know, it's Kingdom Pursuit, so you got to get ready for Robbie's riddle. So speaking of born, you may not know this, but a kitten born in the 10th month of the year is formerly an octopus. Those of us born in October, you know, that's something to think about, you know. And you may not know this, but twins are born more often on Tuesday. You know, it makes sense, doesn't it, yeah. Keith?
Follows logic, I suppose.
And I'm not a marine biologist, but from what I understand, very large sponge colonies in the ocean, you know, what happens there? There's a soaker born every minute.
Bravo. Bravo.
As a car salesman, you know, that one just rung my bell. There's a soaker born every minute. All right. And my personal favorite of all those, I saved the best for last. In my opinion, those born to be U.S. Army, they go into the infantry.
Hmm.
Only makes sense, right?
Yeah, that would follow.
You like that? It is good, follow. Isn't it? It just, you know, the infantry. You hadn't even thought about that. I never had, but hey. So, with all the shenanigans, you knew there actually would be a prize to give out, an actual riddle that has been fixed to be riddled. So, speaking of born and twins, so which twins in the Bible were born with a string attached? Which twins in the Bible were born with a string attached? In fact, it was sort of an biblical cord.
Wow.
Oh, I do crack myself up if nobody else. And if they can guess that, which twins were born in the Bible with a string attached, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Today's prize is 4 tickets to see Wake Forest take on North Carolina Tar Heels on September 13th.
There you go. You can win these tickets. Wow, somebody's already calling. They know there about this biblical court stuff. Right. So 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. Which twins in the Bible were born with a string attached? In fact, it was sort of a biblical court.
That's Bravo.
That is bad. Just anyway.
Like the octopus one.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but it just makes my heart go pitter-pat about this Yadkin County being called a sanctuary. And Keith, can you kind of explain for our listeners what that means and what that would entail?
Yeah, it's as it said, we've passed a resolution in the county saying that in our county, at the very least, by resolution, it would be we're an abortion-free zone. That is something that cannot be performed, a medical abortion in Yadkin County. And this would be in stark contrast to our current state law, which says that it is legal. So we've put a stake in the ground saying, when you cross the Yadkin River, you can't do it. And we're very proud about that right now. So very pleased with ourselves. It's good news for our county. It's great news for our state, because this is something that's not going to stop in Yadkin County. We fully intend to move to a number of other locations within the state, and hopefully in very short order we'll have an uprising and an entire portion of territory, more territory than not, that will say the same thing, saying we don't believe that. We've changed our culture. We're going to follow kingdom law instead of man's law on this. It's kind of a shame right now that North Carolina is one of only 19 states where it's legal to kill children who have survived an abortion.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Here in the Bible Belt, in Yadkinville, that was the law until 2 weeks ago. And that's the law currently throughout our state. So we're expecting there'll be a number of other people who make a similar proclamation in their cities, in their towns, and in their counties as well.
And so we posted there at Kingdom Pursuits, Personhood, North Carolina, but I haven't got the link. I wish I had, so that they could email you, Keith. And would you be so kind? Because I mean, you may be in a county right now in Raleigh or in Charlotte, or you may be in Richmond, Virginia. I mean,
right.
or Petersburg, and say, you know, what do I do to get this done?
Great question.
Keith, you know, would you mind giving out your contact information
Absolutely.
So people could find out how they could do it?
Absolutely. And it's not just myself that we did this. We're part of the Personhood Alliance, which is nationwide right now. And so you can simply get to personhood.org. And that'll give you the website, and that gives you the contact information for every single state in the United States that's activated right now. So if you make it there, you click on the map and you'll locate your state and see exactly what's going on.
So personhood.org.
Correct. Right?
So that's something that I can clearly, you know, get behind, but very fun. With Lou, while God's over here in Yadkinville, you know, Alpha Acres, all that stuff. Maybe our listeners don't, they may have heard of the rescue mission, but they may not know so much about Alpha Acres. Could you kind of explain that program?
Alpha Acres is one of the three programs that we have, and its setting is on a farm. We have a farm out there at Alpha Acres, and again in Yadkinville, Yadkin County. And it is a one-year program where our men get biblical counseling and get to hear the gospel if they're already saved. Basically, they're going through discipleship and also helping them with their addictions.
Yeah, and for those of us who know Bob Young well, like me, his son received Christ out there, was baptized, you know, clearly had a chance at everlasting life.
Yes.
When it was really a kind of a critical time. And so Alpha Acres is a, you know, you think about the right to life and clearly the value of life.
There you go.
And everlasting life, when, you know, drugs and all can rob that from so many and so many families. And so, you know, that's a big part of what you guys do at the rescue mission, is really not just helping the victim of all that, but the entire family.
Amen.
I love to hear those testimonies. We're going to hear some when we come back. We got Joel is in Greensboro. He thinks he knows which twins in the Bible were born with a string attached. In fact, it was sort of biblical cord. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Again, we have two wonderful poster children for that today. We have Keith Pavlansky with the Personhood North Carolina, but as we mentioned, Personhood US, or is it just Personhood USA that is the main website?
They used to use the name Personhood USA. It's now Personhood Alliance.
Personhoodalliance.org.
Personhood.org is the...
Oh, it just used the personhood.org.
That'll get you to the right place.
And again, the big, big news is Yadkin County, the first county in the nation to become a sanctuary for the preborn. And Lou Carrico with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission and their 52nd anniversary banquet is coming up. This is huge. It really is a big, big part of where they get their funding for the year. So if you come to this banquet or you buy a table for the banquet or you get a ticket for the banquet, be ready because they're going to be asking for a regular donation, which, you know, when you think about it, and I've been doing this, you know, I'm not asking people here to do something I don't do myself, and I don't do a huge amount of money, but I do it every single month and have done it every single month for years and years and years to know that they can count on, they can budget, they know that this is coming in, and they're ready to stand ready for somebody like Bob Young's son or somebody who is in desperate need. And so, yeah, you could pull up to that guy that says, you know, give me $10 and give him $10, or you could, you know, make a regular donation to the rescue mission. And by attending this banquet, you get an opportunity to hear the testimonies. That's the best part of the thing to me. I am looking forward to hearing Austin, but I really love to hear these guys stand up and this is what God did in my life. And this is how my family, and we were talking about that, Lou, right at the end of the last segment, that, you know, the man got reunited with his wife or reunited with his son, or his parents trusted him again enough to, you know, let him come in the house. It's huge.
Yes. Yeah. And again, you know, we believe that that happens by that person surrendering, you know, their life to the Lord and the Lord giving them the grace that they need in the recovery. And then the Lord begins to reconcile relationships. We've seen it time and time again when the impossible becomes possible, when that surrender takes place.
So that banquet is coming up, which, by the way, it's at Kingdom Pursuits. You can go there and register it. But it's Tuesday, October 8th. It's at the Benton Convention Center with Austin Cavanis. You can go register. It's going to be a fabulous event. Of course, I'll be there. And Lou, of course, you'll get to meet him. But we have Joel is in Greensboro. I'm very excited about this riddle. So, Joel, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I love your name. It's so biblical.
Oh, thank you.
It's like biblical as I think about it.
Wow. Got to work it in one more time.
When I introduce myself to folks, I like to remind them, if they don't understand it, I'll say it again. And say, yeah, it's like the book in the Bible. And of course, half the people say, there's a book in the Bible?
You say, well, you know, there's a minor leagues and then there's the minor prophets, you know. But someday you'll make it into the bigs. Just kidding. No, there are, you know, I don't know who came up with the idea of the minor prophets, but some of the stuff that's in there is major. It's huge.
Maybe it's so, just the size of the book.
Which twins in the Bible were born with a string attached, Joel?
Well, I hope making it into the majors isn't predicated on this answer, because I think it's Jacob and Esau, and I pulled over, got my Bible out, and I can't find it in the little bit of time I've had, so I believe it was Jacob and Esau. There was a red thread tied to one of them, you know, by the midwife, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, you know, there may have been a red thread tied to those two. I'm not certain because I wasn't there. Okay.
Well, like I read somewhere that a midwife had a thread to try to remember,
I can't be certain one way or the other, but I was thinking about another couple of twins myself. But I could be wrong, too, which is often the case. So we are going to give you the tickets, Joel, because you're the first person
to
call in.
Well, you don't have to. Which two were you thinking of,
I can't tell that, because somebody else will call in and say, we're just going to have to see. Somebody's got their Bible ready and they're going, Robbie, you're wrong. And that would not be the first time my wife would point it out, that it's often that case. But when I put that down this morning, I actually had another couple twins in mind. So I'm going to be fascinated to find out. But as I said originally, even if it's not the ones I was thinking, clearly, you know, that could have been a common practice back there in Genesis where people used the cord, and it wasn't an unbiblical cord. So thank you, Joel. You made it into the bigs as far as I'm concerned, because you definitely, that is a twins Bible. So thank you. God bless. I appreciate you calling.
I'll keep listening. See if I'll stand corrected if someone has a better answer.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Joel. God bless.
All right. Okay, God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So maybe you think you know what I was thinking. If you do, you're welcome to call 866-348-7884. We have books from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault that we will get you for the other answer that perhaps is the one I was thinking, but you can call us 866-348-7884. And Keith is shaking his head like he now knows the answer. But anyway, we won't get into who was right and wrong, Keith. We'll just go back to,
there you go.
You know, this whole issue we do know is right, that God's excited when he realizes that, you know, people are standing up for, you know.
Amen. Amen. And that's really all that it takes is, as we're looking, we just want to find a David in every single community, somebody who's willing to go out and put a little bit of faith on the line and take that field. And when you find that one bulldog in each community that's willing to say, I'm going to go God's way, I don't care what everybody else says, you're going to win a victory. And that's what happened in Yadkin County. If it can happen there, it really can happen anywhere. Absolutely.
And so the nice thing is you don't even have to get the people of Yadkinville, right? They don't need the city sanctuary because you got the whole county.
We got the whole ball of wax, a giant piece of territory. I'm thumping my chest and bragging about that among the Alliance members too. So,
and the beauty is, as I think about it, is, you know, at some point, if we don't get a new Supreme Court, we don't get the thing over, but at some point a whole state could jump up and say, hey,
that's correct. That's,
you know,
correct.
This is where we stand. And the people of our state feel this way. And if they want their elected officials to get elected, they need to understand that this is a prerequisite to us voting for you.
Exactly. And that needs to be something they hear loud and clear. I'll be honest, I won't share the entire story. We don't have enough time, but, we started the other direction. We started in Raleigh talking to our representative saying, will you do this? Will you at least sponsor a personhood bill for us? And I'm telling you, it went nowhere. And that was really sad to me, you know, that I'm looking at, gee, in the middle of the Bible Belt, we can't get a representative to even sponsor it, let alone vote for it. And that was just, it was.
Wait till about 10 counties.
That's correct.
Or 15 counties. Our sanctuary counties, and all of a sudden representatives from those counties, because they all have one, you know, are like, well, this is where we are standing.
I pray that it becomes a litmus test, at least for Yadkin County. I mean, I intend to make it one in the upcoming election.
That's so awesome. Well, we have David is in Winston-Salem. Maybe he's going to clear up my misunderstanding. If not, somebody's because this is all unbiblical. We want to be biblical here on Kingdom
there
Pursuits. So, David, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. The children that had a string around the arm, was the grandchildren of Jacob, and one of them had stuck its arm out, and she tied the string around it to know which one was born first, but then the brother popped out first, and then the one with the string around the arm popped out second. And that's in Genesis, I think it's chapter 36. I can't remember their names, though.
Well, it's Perez is one of them. I know that one. And
yeah.
Perez is the one that's in the actual line of Jesus.
Right.
But I'll be honest, I forgot his brother, and I should have looked it up before I riddled it. But
yeah.
That was the one that biblically, he had an unbiblical cord. Perez was one of them. So, hey, I'm going to give you a book from the prize vault, and then we'll just leave it open for somebody else to call in, because we got plenty of stuff, don't we, Keith? We got more gifts to give away, so we'll see if somebody else wants to call in with Perez's brother's name. But you're right, David.
All right.
God bless you. I feel redeemed.
Thank
just
you.
A little bit.
Good job.
Thank you. So it's still a chance for you. If you know Perez's brother's name, or you may have another take on this whole thing, there might be another set of twins that I'm not aware of. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. But actually, there's a huge sort of line of thinking here that, you know, if you're following me, that actually is a beautiful thing, that you have this cord. The first place we find it, it's called a cord of redemption, and,
right,
and you find it there being attached to Perez in this particular line of Jesus. And then later you're going to find that Rahab, the prostitute, you know, she drops a red cord, but there's also a red cord that you put around a pigeon or a dove, as the case may be, when you're doing a particular type of redemptive offering. And so there's this red cord line that goes throughout the Bible. Again, somebody's welcome to call in and further expound on it, but I've always found it to be an absolutely beautiful thing on so many levels, that God gave us such little details that we could, you know, really see that this Rahab thing, I mean, really?
Right.
There's a prostitute in Jesus's, you know, lineage, and I think she was a Moabitess too, or she was something. She wasn't.
She's a Canaanite for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and all these shenanigans, doesn't that give me hope for my family, Lou?
There you go.
That we could do that. Wow, I hear the music. So, when we come back, we're going to hear more on Personhood, North Carolina, more on the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. We haven't got to the one here that's downtown, and some of the stuff that's going on there that you can support them. So we got a lot more to talk about here on Kingdom Pursuits, and you can still call in and tell us what Perez's brother is. 866-348-7884. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we could kind of be singing Who Let the Dogs Out, you know.
There you go.
Yes, as Keith pointed out, you know, it's one bulldog that takes this thing out there, and it happens that, you know, that the county, the first sanctuary for the preborn county in the nation, is now Yadkin County. And so during the break, I asked Keith, well, who was the bulldog in Yadkin County? And he was like, well, you know, because I hadn't even thought about that. Keith, you're not in the a pastor or anything like that.
Well, actually, I am, and that's the thing.
Oh, well, then that shows how much I just really just.
No, we run a business, and it, you know, it takes 60, 80 hours a week itself. I'm a pastor. We also run a Christian school. It's K-12. And I wasn't looking for anything extra to do. I'm telling you that.
Which church?
Faith Fellowship.
Well, do you know Jimmy Lancaster?
I do. Great guy.
Believe it or not, he sold cars.
You're kidding me.
No, so you need to know this little tidbit, okay? So he had a little struggle with a church that he had down there in Davie County.
Wow.
And I was, at the time, owned Westside Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and I'd known Jimmy because he was in my Christian Businessman's Committee. And I'm like, Jimmy, you would be a great car salesman because, you know, people are obviously like going to trust him. Yeah. He's a good guy. Yep. So my partner was like, what are you doing? You're going to hire this pastor to be a car salesman? You know, this is not going to play well, Robbie. This is crazy. This will never work. Oh, my goodness. God bless that man. And I mean, he was selling 30, 40 cars a month. I mean, it was just like wide open. And
so likable. Yeah, he's a brother. He's great.
So he's a pastor at Maplewood Baptist, because I've always told him they ought to have pancake breakfast, don't you think?
Oh,
when
yeah.
you're the pastor at Maplewood, it's just
he would appreciate that too. Huh?
But anyway, that is so exciting. I did not know that. Oh man, I'm learning so much. And I need to learn about Perez's brother. So you can call in on the 866-348-7884 and share that. Lou, you know, one of the things that really I wonder if people are as aware of as I wish they were, that they can help you guys out with all these wonderful testimonies, whatever, because if they've got a bed that they're going to donate to Goodwill, or clothing, or shoes, or, you know, it's that time of year where you're cleaning out the stuff and you're going to take it to, because Goodwill's got all these drop-offs, you guys will come pick it up. And there's a bit of a different situation there. And I wonder if you could explain that so the listeners would see the advantage, because they have a choice of where they're going to give this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thrift store is one of our main components for generating income and bringing it back into the Res Commission and to help the men. We don't receive any state or federal funds. We do receive some grants that we apply for, but generally speaking, our giving comes from donors, individuals, businesses, and churches to keep the ministry going. So again, those monies that we get through donations that come to thrift store go right back into the programs.
Yeah, and also similar to what Goodwill does is they get employment through, you know, the refurbishing of this stuff and all that. But a big part of what the guys do that I've seen when they're at the rescue mission is working in the thrift store and going and picking up and stuff. So it provides, when you make that call to say, gee, I've got this stuff that, you know, is too big for me to carry down to the rescue mission, can you pick it up? You guys got trucks?
Yes. Yep. And also, you bring up a good point. The thrift store also provides a way for the men to do work therapy. So they're kind of getting used to the average life, you know, showing up for work, working alongside coworkers, coming under a supervisor. So it's part of our therapy and part of, you know, helping the men, you know, from, so to speak, you know, top to bottom. Yes.
Great work.
And I don't mean to knock Goodwill at all, but from my perspective, you know, if I wanted a man in that situation to go learn how to work next to somebody, to learn how to work next to somebody that I'm praying next to every morning when I'm eating breakfast with them and worshiping God with them and developing those relationships. Because from my experience in talking to guys that have been through the rescue mission, one of the huge things that happens to them is they become a community. And part of that community is that they work together. They become a church.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And they develop relationships that carry them through the program. You know, I remember, you know, going in the military, you know, where we had a buddy system, and they help one another through the program, but also those relationships continue after they leave the rescue mission and just support one another.
Yeah. I mean, that's just huge, because can you imagine trying to come out of something like that in your life without a community? You know, because, you know, that's some of the magic from my standpoint that God put into that equation of the way whoever God gave the wisdom to figure out how to do rescue mission work, to where you've got the thrift store is a gigantic component of that.
Yes.
And that happens only because people are willing to call and say, hey, you know, I know it might be easier to get Goodwill to come get this stuff, but here it's going to go to something that I can go to this banquet coming up on October the 8th, right? I can go hear what God has done as a result of me giving that bed. And you guys have one of the only bed cookers in all of the country, I understand, right?
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, we did lose our bed cooker fairly recently. And so, yeah, we did have a small fire and put out of commission, and we are trying to replace that right now. So anyway, that's...
So that's part of why we need the people to come to
there
the...
There you go, yep.
Because here's the deal. I did not yes. know this, but in order to sell a used bed, it's got to be cooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which it's actually sanitized, but, you know, essentially it's cooked.
Right.
And and so your bed cooker, man, we got to do some work to get that going back up, because, you know, that's just another place where the men can work and do that kind of stuff. So the other neat connection that I make is Yadkin County has so many things like that going on.
They do.
as a result of the churches and what God's doing in Yadkin County. Can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, a great group of churches in Yadkin County, a great group of commissioners too. We're very proud of our community right now, and there's a lot of patting on the back going there on there right now. But it starts with what we feel is a moral fiber that starts at the church, and that comes from a great group of pastors who take on things like this. They don't sit around and turn a blind eye to what needs to be done. The support that comes to Alpha Acres, especially last year, the outpouring that went on, a lot of new churches came on in Yadkin County to begin to support that important work that's going on. Because at the end of the day, none of us benefit with this great opioid crisis going on, and none of us benefit with all these particularly young men out on the streets, strung out, in a different state of mind. That's a horrible thing. So as a community, what are you going to do about it? Putting your money where your mouth is and getting involved with something like Rescue Mission, and especially Alpha Acres, is just tremendous work. We're very glad that they're in our county.
Right, and you might be in Charlotte today or in Raleigh or in Richmond, but believe me when I tell you, there's a beautiful rescue mission in Durham, very, very exciting. I've been to the one that's in Richmond. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's really, really cool. It's on several blocks, and the director there is quite a colorful character. But anyway, it's amazing how God enlists these bulldogs,
amen.
Right? And they organize these programs with these thrift stores and all these different things. And then we get a chance to see, the fruit of what God's doing in that. And it's like, wow, when you think about it, if you've got the child that was saved by the preborn, right? Thing, now you've saved them and they didn't have an abortion, but now, oh my goodness.
You got to take care of them. The community has to come together.
The community has to come together. And right. So, the Salem pregnancy thing, we had them on last week.
Great.
And what's going to come around this mom who was in a crisis pregnancy? And, there was something. I got an email last week about something that was said on the show that I've thought about all week. It's just beautiful. We were talking about there's no such thing as an unplanned pregnancy.
There you go.
That God planned every single one of those things. And it just leads completely to what you guys are doing. That there's a place for that life, and that it's going to be.
Purpose. There's potential, absolutely.
So we have one last segment, one more chance to win a book by telling us who was that other brother of Perez with the umbilical cord. Come on now, you can get it. 866-348-7884. Where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So excited today to have with us Keith Pavlansky with Personhood North Carolina, or you can find them at personhood.org, where this county of Yadkin County is now the first sanctuary for the preborn in the nation. I mean, how exciting is that? And then we have Lou Carrico with us with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission and their 52nd anniversary banquet coming up. It's called Renewing Our Foundation, October 8th, with Austin Cavanaugh. How fun is that? And so, you can go to kingdompursuits.com to find out more about Austin Cavanaugh and register for that banquet, or you can go to wsrescue.org, and you can register for the banquet there. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity. God's doing so much stuff at the Rescue Mission. And Keith, nobody's calling, so we got to tell him who Perez. He looked up who Perez's brother is, so just you'll know, that.
It's at least according to my Bible, the one I just read, it said that his name was Zira. So
Zira and Perez.
Twin brothers.
And one of them had the scarlet thread. It's a cool thing. But, we've tested everybody's Bible knowledge, a little bit today, which is, what would we do without it? Right? And
sure.
and it's really cool that I'm interested in your own testimony, Keith, because I've heard you came from a Catholic background. How in the world did
Well, again, some crazy charismatic out in California was yielded enough to the Lord to share the gospel with my parents a number of years ago, and I'll always thank God for that encounter. Somebody, it was at a dinner party, and they took the time to share the gospel with my parents. I was a very young boy at the time, and our eyes were opened, the light came in, and my goodness, I wish everybody could meet my parents, particularly my mom. She's 76 now, and she is in love with Jesus now more so than she was then. She flipped her lid, if you will, and she has never gone back to being sane. It's
Are they
terrific.
Still in California?
No, they're here in North Carolina. The whole family's here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Lou, you had a Catholic background as well. So what happened? You were in the military. What happened?
I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed in Aviano, Italy. And my supervisor shared the gospel with me. The Lord had been trying to get my attention, and I ran from Arizona to New Jersey and in Italy, and the Lord was still right there. And over a period of time, I had some questions I wanted to be answered, but he was patient with me. And on June 2nd of 1988, that's the date that I believe I was saved, and I just got on my knees and cried out to God for forgiveness and told him I believed in his son, Jesus, and to forgive me and save me and do something with my life. And I never imagined I would end up at a rescue mission here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and being used of God in this way.
It's amazing. And it's interesting to me. We all are a rescue.
There you go. Good time.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, we all surrendered at some point in time and said, you know, we can't do this on our own. We really can't. I think God rigged the world that way, that he knew that, you know, there would be some point Robbie's going to hit his knees, and it's going to require him giving up his own will, his own time, his own things. And then it's kind of cool how God kind of comes into your life and you end up with somebody that's a bulldog in Yadkin County, or somebody that's the executive director at the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. And we're allowed to see, really, as we step into the adventure, as God takes our passion and uses it to build the kingdom, then we get to see, wow, look at this. I got to see that. I can't believe I just saw that happen. I mean, how did I miss this, and what can I do? Because they're going to be lives, literally. Right, Keith?
We believe that, yes. Absolutely. Not just in our county, but in other counties. Again, people that hear this story, there are ripples that go out on these things all across the country. And
exactly. More counties lead to more, you know, states, which who knows where all that goes. But then there's all the lives at the rescue mission.
Amen.
You know, that one person that you counseled, Lou, who knows how many generations of brokenness are being, you know, given people a new opportunity. It's really a beautiful thing.
I always think of the Pacific Garden Rescue Mission, where I had read where Billy Sunday was saved. And of course, most of us probably know what Billy Sunday went on to do, one of the greatest American evangelists, and got saved at a rescue mission, the way I understand. And so you never know, you know, what these men are going to end up doing.
You know, I love the Pacific Garden. I mean, they're the ones that do the show Unshackled. I did not know.
Yeah.
I mean, that show was just awesome. You got to admit, you know, that's real radio right there.
There you go.
I mean, those guys are genius. Well, you know, it's just like, but really, Billy Sunday at Pacific Art Mission, I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, you just don't know who the next one's coming. And oh my goodness. So, wow, what a joy to have you guys on. Again, you can go to personhood.org to find out how to get your county involved in the personhood movement to make it a sanctuary county. Don't forget, you got to go register for this banquet for the rescue mission coming up October 8th at the Benton Convention Center. I hope to see you there. And man, thank you so much for listening today to Kingdom Pursuits. I had so much fun. I had fun with this unbiblical idea. So, yeah, right now, stay tuned, because you got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. You got encouraging prayer followed by masculine journey. Starts here now at 12 o'clock. Stay tuned.